Good evening, everybody. We're going to have to start the meeting at 6:05.
Well, that's the guy that she used over to them.
Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes? Any corrections or anything? Hearing none, the motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Item three, we're at item three already. Committee member vote.
We have two candidates, active candidates remaining. One of the candidates from the last time we got together, back February, I think, withdrew. And so the active candidates are Cale Branford, and I, pardon, I don't remember his name, but turn of the year?
Steve Meany.
Steve Meany, who was interviewed back in November, October? It was a while ago. Yeah, so you guys know as much as I do. I guess it's up to you.
And who was the first one?
Cale Branford. He was the in-person interview we had in February.
And then the other one that we had was Brianna, she withdrew?
Correct.
So we just have one?
No, two. Yeah, Mr. Meany was never given a disposition. We had opened it back up just to see if there's any other interest. We had the two, Brianna and Cale, that applied. And so then Brianna dropped out. We're down to the two. So it's up for committee discussion to either make the nomination recommendation, open it back up, none of the above, vote, whatever it has to be. And I do apologize for last time Peggy pointed us in the wrong, or Peggy wasn't here to point us in the correct direction. We cannot have secret ballot type votes because this is a public meeting and a public committee of the votes, and the discussion has to be public.
I'm having trouble remembering.
Yeah.
The two of them.
Well, the one in February was the one who was present, right?
Yeah.
When Brianna was on the phone.
Correct. Cale was the one, the only one in person.
Yeah.
The one several months ago was a Zoom meeting.
Okay. That one I don't remember either.
Do you have any copy of the background, just the refreshers?
Were they?
I did not.
Cale was in.
I do believe Steve was asked to resubmit, and I don't believe Peggy received his application that he.
Correct. So by him not reapplying, we don't know if he doesn't have interest or if there was a communication. We don't know.
Okay, what does the committee want to do?
Can you take one of situation? Can we take one that we have heard from?
Yeah. Also, just went back to the, you know, email thread and found Steve Meany's application, and it was a lot of yes, no answers. And I think over the phone, he wasn't very, I don't know, wasn't very clear, and I think Cale's a better option, despite my misgivings.
You said Branford?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are here, do you think?
I like, I mean, like I said, he was my favorite, and I still like him because he brings that other, a little bit more diversity as far as the age groups go and other aspects.
Old person then, is that correct?
I'm sorry?
Young.
Oh, an old person then, I can't just be.
No.
And that's why I believe the way that it would be handled is if somebody wants to make a motion, then there would be a vote.
Okay.
Well, I move.
Go ahead.
We appoint, thank you, Mr. Branford.
I'll second that.
Moved in second. All in favor?
Well, right now, hold on. There's, I think Patty generally takes a roll call vote. Mayor may know this a little more, but each person has to take a roll call vote. Tandy, you should know this. So I think if you just take your roll call vote, Patty, from the people that are here with a yea or nay.
Okay.
So I just call their names and they'll say yea or nay?
I hope so.
Never can tell.
Ed Simon?
Yay.
Sandy Rum, how do you say your last name?
Rumagoo?
Rumagoo.
It's just Magoo with Roo on the front. Yay.
Esmeralda Hernandez?
Yay.
Mindy Baxter?
Yay.
Richard?
Yay.
Fernando Garza?
Yay.
Sam Hurst?
Yay.
Approved.
So now remember, this, all committee members serve at the pleasure of the mayor. And so I will write up a staff report to the city council. I'll have a discussion with the mayor. We'll pretend like he's not here. Prior to that, and so this has to be by council action.
Okay, do we have to vote on the other one? Okay.
Not if nobody recommends.
Any recommendations? Okay, seeing no hands or eyes going, yeah. Let's move on to the community questionnaire. Has everybody had a chance to go through everything and try to put them together? There was a nice recap of a lot of it.
That was my stab at trying to make sense of it all. I got dizzy and queasy. The first thing I did was highlight from this thing, the things that popped out, you know, that were seemed important. And so then I started kind of cross-referencing based on the, you know, the issues, and this is what happened. So then I just sort of, it made sense to me to do the issues that, or the comments that people had made under each topic, and then the solutions that the people had given to those issues, or ideas, or whatever, I'm not sure, resolution, solutions, or what. It made sense to me in my own universe to think of it that way, because it just did. I mean, so I thought I'd write it all down and put it out for you guys to look at. And I don't know. It was confusing because we didn't exactly have a process, you know, to use. And so it was confusing, but.
I did the same thing, and that came up. It looks like something very similar. It gets a little difficult sometimes when you look at some of the ones that talk about safety, whether it was like a homeless transient issue or, you know, something else, or a general safety issue. And I think you're exactly right. They were intertwined quite a bit. I just came up with four areas because I put like transient and homeless kind of together.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and then traffic and overall safety, and then I just did all the police relations and relationships to kind of together.
Mm-hmm.
And just to kind of keep it, you know, small, because if you went, you could have eight different, you know, categories, and some of the ones that we came up, yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the ones that we came up, I was having some difficulty fitting them in there, so I kind of just did what I, you know, was reading. So that's what I came up with.
Well, your four were traffic, overall safety, relationships, and what was the other one?
Mental health.
Mental health.
There were six.
I took both of those ideas and went a step further, just creating the table. And really, if they said it was safety related, I wasn't, there was no way to determine, so I started adding totals. So I ended up with the total. I could share this table with you guys, so, because I ended up with your paper, notes and sheets and swimming out of information. So once I did my little table, it was just a total thing.
Okay, the good thing you didn't use colored pens, because it'd be quite technicolored.
That's for sure.
I can make copies of that.
That would be great.
That would be.
If you're capable using Excel, you can just plug in the number and does the math for you.
The thing, as you read through this, you probably all came to the conclusion, we're looking at cause and effect.
What's that?
This causes this, this caused this, this caused that. I kind of just. So I think everybody's got the idea of looking at it. And it is so, you know, and the other thing that jumped out at me, and I think you picked up on it, is two things, depending on the age. Trying to look through that person's eyes. Or something that happened 20 years ago that they're still angry about. And nothing has been in their mind done, but there's been a whole heck of a lot of stuff done. I think.
I ended up with a lot of, the one that had the most total, sorry, was relationship type basis, like you were saying.
Yeah, one thing that I wish we could have done, and it probably would have taken, a whole lot of work to go through them, more precisely, is, are there certain sections of the city that people were responding, not feeling safe about this, this, or that? And I'm sure there are. I'm sure they're, up on the hill, get a lot of, things that maybe people in other places get, and so that would have been, for me, kind of interesting to know what parts of the city, are we talking about specific parts of the city? Are we talking, specific ethnic groups, are some ethnic groups not feeling as safe as others? And to me, that would have been helpful in honing in on potential solutions too.
And I think it's important to remember we had a tiny sample, 250
right.
people. Yeah. So it's hard to extrapolate that.
But it's interesting because I looked at the respondents and ethnicities that responded, and it actually is a good cross section of this community. So I went in and looked at what our ethnic percentages in this community are and things like that.
Also.
Not that those are necessarily correct or anything. Just to get an idea of what we were kind of looking at.
Any more questions?
What was our purpose of the exercise of putting them under the, where do we go next with the information that we put together?
I wish Jason was here, but remember we were going to try before this year's out to have at least two town halls. We have background now. We know how to address our presentations. And the big thing is re-educating people. There's some things that have been way overused, the thin blue line, the thin red line. That's fire department. You got the police. Forgot what the medics were. It was just a designation that, that was handed out, but it got way overused and used in an improper way.
So now it means racist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
it just
so
does.
It's something that we need to re-educate and make
and
people
stop
aware
stop using
of.
It. Just stop using it.
Just for example, does anybody know where the thin blue line came from?
television show. No.
If I got it right, he'll kick me if I'm wrong. But during the LA riots, they started saying there's only one thing protecting that group and that group, that's that thin blue line. And if you remember, the officers, okay, he's my partner. I'm facing this way during those riots. He's facing that way because we're between two crowds. So that's where the thin blue line started. And so it's just something that then it got started using negative and everything. And of course, right now we're living in a time that negativism outweighs everything else. So as we do.
Go ahead. Finish your thought because I'm off on another one.
Go.
In addition to preparing for the town halls, what are we going to do with the information? Because I thought we were going to, you know, take some of the suggestions and see if they're realistic or, you know, could they be changed at all? Or, in other words, tasks for us to do as a committee rather than just preparing for them.
Well, I'm sure Jason's going to use quite a bit of it training for his staff. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be part of training. It's part of education of the community. The other thing is educating this guy next to me and his cohorts instead of as to what's out there, because sometimes they're so busy with other things. Here is something for them to look at, correct? So.
So now that the boss is back, I'd like to know.
I was going to let him have a chance to say that.
He keeps telling us it's our committee, it's not his, but still.
I'm just here for answer questions and give advice.
What's your concept of how the committee should use the information we got from the comments?
I think what's important is to look at is, are we getting a cross section? Are we getting multiple comments? Which then indicates, you know, is it a single isolated comment and you see nothing else? And so it's using that information then to ultimately come up with a recommendation or suggestions, either to the, you know, there could be things that you say that are, yeah, absolutely make sense and I can put into place through my position, or that they go through the council and they come down, you know, as a man. And so there's certain things that, a lot of the things when it's operationally I can do. When it's things that are going to require excessive funding, not excessive, but maybe funding that we don't have dedicated to a particular project or an item. You know, if you said, I think we need to have, everybody needs to wear a red hat with a green stripe on it. You know, that's something we may not budget for. Not to be extreme, but you get what I'm saying. But if it's a city policy type issue or something, then, you know, we need to deal with the council to come down either through a resolution or an ordinance. So the majority of things, though, that, you know, if the committee is like, look, I'd really like to see, you know, an officer at least once a day walk through the school. Mm-hmm. It's a directive we can put out, but it'll have a little caveat that says as time allows, because we have other things we have to respond to. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's, you know, we need to have 100% body camera use, which we already have, but, you know, those are things that you can say. So it's really, you guys put out something, and my job is to tell you, one, is it realistic? Is it legal? You know, is there any ethical concerns? Is there already a policy that addresses that? So keep in mind, we have a 700-some page policy manual that addresses a lot of things.
First of all, the one that you got that's two-sided. It's just kind of talking points that I just kind of threw together. I was in Boulder going skiing, and on the way there and back, I just put together some thoughts. But anyway, so that's what that is. So, but I would agree. I think that, you know, the committee put something out to the public, and then I think it's our charge then to come up with, you know, what we would see as potential resolutions or recommendations that goes on, and the powers to be decide, you know, like the chief said, you know, if they're realistic, cost effective, they, you know, that doesn't seem to make sense. But I think that for us, you know, to follow through with you know, the at least showing the community, and that's what we're doing anyway, that we're following up on any concerns that they gave us through the survey.
What I found interesting was your graph.
Your graph.
And 36 were added suggestions. What added, what did you put in there?
I didn't, I was just totaling those up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And again, this number probably will change in your eyes, because like, I was just reading what they said without getting too far into it.
Oh, I see what you did. Okay.
Just the total, so that we could start to narrow down where we're at with.
Yeah, but as you were saying, the one that just was the big one was the relationships.
And I think when we talk about that, I think a lot of it is subjective and each person's perspective on you know, how they're looking at it.
I think during the last couple of years, so many people have been home watching TV. They judge the police departments, the city council, everybody, what they say on TV, what happens in 1 hour.
Yeah, right.
And how in that 1 hour they either solve problems or whatever. And we all know that that's not life. So we're up against that also.
One of the largest things that we face on a daily basis is perceptions. You know, and it's hard to change perceptions. It's hard to change people's minds. That's what makes us all individuals. We have our own beliefs and thoughts. A lot of the people that we deal with may only have had one contact with us, and maybe it resulted in a citation. And was the officer professional and friendly, or were they both? Sometimes people have an expectation to not only being professional, but also being friendly. Professional, firm, those are, you know, the words that we use. And while yes, we try to be friendly, it may not come off that way. And there's times, because our officers are human, and this is why we have body cams on everybody, is if somebody doesn't like the way they're treated and they call, we review and determine, was what they did appropriate? Was it inappropriate? Does it involve further investigation? Does it involve further training? You know, we have a good system for that. But it's also, those first impressions are so big. And then we have people that I know, based on some of the comments, I could probably even put a name to some of them, based upon people we deal with all the time. And it doesn't matter what we do, it is not going to be good enough. You know, but that, I think that could be what a checker at a grocery store. You know, no matter how fast they go, it's not fast enough. So this is valuable. I think this is huge. I looked at some of the comments and went, wow, we really need to change some lines in here. And we can only do this by action. We just can't say, oh, we promise we'll do better. Right. I agree, we have to do things by action.
While you were, had to go back to your office, one of the things that I suggested or talked about is we can use all of this to build our next town hall as some of the key.
Absolutely.
Key subjects to talk about, and we could do it as a group effort. You have a good perspective. You have another one. And the people need to see us as a committee. We're like them. We look at it a little bit different, but in the end, when we put it all together, we have to come together for the betterment of our community. So,
when would you think about scheduling the town hall, this fall or summer? What?
We've been waiting for the strat of COVID to end. And if you watch TV, it's over.
Yes.
So we can move forward
right.
With everything. Summer months are just way too busy for us. The last one we did was in January. I would like to do it in at least to the middle of fall, end of fall, beginning of winter, something like that. It's just, it works out a lot better timing-wise for us. And if we're going to invite the sheriff's office again, you know, I really like the format we did last time. It was very successful.
Right.
And that was, again, just a community event. sheriff's office as part of our community, so worked out very well. But these are, you know, that one, we winged it. We did not know what are we gonna discuss, and so we came up with, well, this is what we think the community needs to know. We quickly learned that was not the right answer. The community, though, when they came in and really put us up against the wall and started asking questions, we're like, okay, this is what they want. And it was productive. We were able to admit wrongs and able to also go, okay, I see your point, and then also clear up a few. I'm not afraid to tell somebody if they're wrong. So it was like, I appreciate your comment, but you're wrong. And this is what the law says, and this is how we do it, and this is what our policy says. So we're able to clear up some of those things. But now that we have 100 and some responses of some people just not happy, we address these. Again, we admit fault, we admit wrongdoing, but we can clear things up and we can say, in light of the survey, here's what we're gonna do moving forward, here's what we've already implemented, and then still take open those questions, you know, and still, why do you do this? Why, you know, why can't you do that? There's a lot of really hot topics right now. So there's not a shortage of conversation, I don't think.
As an observer of the first town hall, sitting back right over there watching, and I felt so sorry for the chief and the sheriff. The first 15 minutes. But once they got the crowd to laugh a little bit, because they were laughing at themselves, the chief, the sheriff, you know, people say, oh, they are human. And then by the 25th minute, things really started changing. Then pretty soon, by the 45 minute time frame, it was a beautiful, everything going. Even tough questions, and they accepted the answers. It's just like the whole crowd relaxed and said, they're here to hear us, they're here to explain. So that's a good goal they have set for us as we design the next one.
Stu's unable to be here today, but he did take the time to go through every one of the comments and put recommended actions. A lot of them are, it was, the most popular answer he had was discuss with the public at a community outreach event, which is ultimately giving us the opportunity to address the comment that was made, what we're doing about it, why we did what we did, or policy, or law, you know, things like that. Some of it also was provide some feedback to me on what you guys think could be a good solution. Some of it also was direct to the city council, you know, based on maybe some of the things require their action. And so, unfortunately, in the format, I can't pass it out because it's a spreadsheet this long. It's printed every other page. But I think maybe Patty can sit down and follow up, at least with Stu's comments, you all individually, so you can look at the spreadsheet across.
I tried to copy that. It's, I have to use a magnifying glass to read it.
Yes. And I guess the question I have, is there anything that any of the members have that you looked at that this was just so overwhelming and glaring that, you know, I think we need to address, not wait until several months, but something that we need to make an action right now?
If I may, Chief, not necessarily to answer your question, because I was thinking, you said probably not till late fall because we're all busy and so forth, but I'm trying to, now we have a little bit of momentum doing this much, would it be impossible to push it till the first one, towards the end of August, the middle of August, basically getting us set up to do them quarterly? So if we do this one August, for example, then come the one in the fall, we have momentum to keep building on. Just an idea, because I don't, you know, it seems like we're gonna be pushing it off. We've already waited a while.
The only thing is I have to be cognizant of our staff time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while this is the evening and we arrange things like that, the summer is our busy season.
Right.
And it is nonstop. For our staff. And we try not just to have me here, we try to have our officers here. We have a Spanish-speaking officer that we want here. The other thing is the community is busy. So if you have school-age children, summertime is vacation time for a lot of people, you know, whether it's traveling, things like that. And so I'd hate to have an event where we exclude people just strictly based on schedule. Quarterly, I mean, while that sounds great, that is a big undertaking.
It's out there, yeah.
And then I think giving too much information, people may lose interest.
Okay, that's true. And one last idea then is, as opposed to planning this huge event, maybe substitute this town hall for one of our meetings in the future. Another idea.
There's nothing wrong with us prepping and doing something and presenting it to ourselves.
Okay.
In August. So we can hear, because each person's going to hear a little different. And we can listen to the concept and refine it. So by the time the fall comes, we really got it refined down. We are all on the same page.
Yeah, I like that idea, because we'll be moving forward and not rushing. If you feel rushed. I want to play in the summer too.
Okay.
Well, the city council, you know, prior to COVID, when there was usually 5 Mondays in a month, that fifth one would be a town hall, you know, type event.
Yeah, it'll come back soon.
You know, where the public could come in, and it was literally a Q&A, and attending a couple of those, that's, you know, a lot of people attend those, and they ask very pointed, direct questions, not just necessarily what the council has on the agenda. It's pretty much a big public comment.
Yes, sir.
You know, and that is something, like you said, Fernando, there's no reason that this, you know, this is an open meeting, that we advertise very well and say, hey, this is going to be the topic at this one, really encouraging people and different groups. You know, this is where we ask you to go to the members that you guys are representing and bring, you know, it'd be great if, you know, Sam brought a half a dozen students in and ask tough questions. You know, that's what we're here for. We all have to bring 6 guests that are going to ask questions.
We better have a quorum.
Yeah, hard to, yeah, well, that'd be great. 100 people show up and only 4 of you guys show up.
You're on your own.
I would like to add one thing. I'd like to kind of pick up on what Fernando said. This started quite a while ago. The community got these questions quite a while ago. They've kind of been, we've been silent because of a variety of reasons. So, you know, the lack of quorums, the lack of meetings, and then, you know, just, okay, we have all this information, now what do we do with it? Mm-hmm. I agree, we need to get something back out there to show that this wasn't for nothing. And that's really where I was hoping somebody, you know, maybe Mindy and all of her expertise, be like, here's what we should do. And everybody says, great idea. No pressure, Mindy. My thought.
Well, I guess I would ask, okay, we talked a lot of things, a lot of really broad things, so I'm going to bring it back a little bit more narrow. So we did the first exercise, okay, we picked it, you know, and kind of, or several of us, and I'm not sure where everybody stands, several of us, you know, went through and said, this is what I see as first concern, second concern, third concern. Some people put together some recommendations, who evidently has some. So I guess in my mind, the next step is to come out with, okay, we've got some individual recommendations. What are the recommendations that the committee has? Mm-hmm. And then set those forward, and then everything else follows. And part of, you know, whether something is said through this committee meeting, that this is how we proceeded with the survey, and this is what we did with it, and then we sent recommendations to the city. That's partly what the finalization of, as far as our task.
Almost sounds like you're saying we should do a recap and send it out like we did the survey. This is where we are at this moment.
I'm not sure if I would send it out to community versus sending it to the city council, and they decide what they want to do, because that seems like the logical progression.
Status update.
Yeah, the last couple council meetings ago, I did a staff report just with the fact that the group had met, the survey had been in, and I gave them a very overview summary of everything, and that the group was going to continue to meet, identify either problems or problem statements, and then also come up with recommended action to take. And I know that the council is, you know, expecting something back from this committee, because this committee does serve for the council, to come back with, here's what we saw, and here's our steps. So, floor is yours.
So I guess what I would possibly suggest is we've got several pieces of paper, and some things from Stu. Is that something that we can send to folks, and at the next meeting, okay, you know, whether we get out a wet and dry board, you know, and list, okay, this is category one traffic. These are some recommendations that we would see, that we could all agree on, that we would send to the council. Okay, so we go through that one. Okay, these are the recommendations. Number two, these are the recommendations. We write them down, send them to the council, and then we're completed that task.
And I think there's two sides to this. There's those action items on, when you look at this, you know, the overwhelming comments have to do with the relationships. You know, what are your kind of recommendations for the police department? And then also the recommendations for the community, because we had talked about their safety, you know, pretty overwhelming, drugs and alcohol and traffic safety. That's what the community is like. I need to feel better about this. And so, you know, do you have a recommendation that can make your neighbors feel better so that 35% of people don't check the drugs and alcohol button is their biggest concern? What is happening in their world?
Well, an example, just an example in my mind. Okay, camping seemed to be, you know, real throughout that, throughout the survey. You know, whether people were had a safety concern with that, because all of a sudden you got somebody camping on your doorstep, you have no idea who it is, you know. So you got that as part of that category. Possible recommendation for that. The city's already working on I believe, and I thought that's what you said last time, yeah. is an area where there'd be, you know, only camping only in the city. So that would be one of the recommendations under that heading. And that addresses, you know, people's safety concerns about, you know, camping on their doorstep, that the city is doing something, and that's going to be coming out whenever. So that's how I kind of foresee it. You know, speeding, you know, recommendation could be, somebody says, you know, maybe traffic signs. You know, what could be, you know, depending on the area, obviously. You know, I come from Big Creek Road, and we got people zooming down that road all the time. And going the wrong way down that road all the time. Surprised that somebody hasn't been seriously hurt. You know, in that area, maybe a recommendation would be a speed bump, you know, or a series of speed bumps, or on Ocean Drive or whatever it is, a speed bump or a series of speed bumps. Maybe, you know, that could be a recommendation, whether it's feasible or not, I don't know. But, you know, that's taking the heading or potential problem with speeding and giving a possible recommendation that the city can look at. I guess that's how I would see it going, you know, forward.
I think that's a really good idea. Because then people who would come, say, to the town hall meeting, we could tell them that this is what your concern is. This is, say, your speed bump idea. Would this be one? We would take that, figure it out, whether you can or not. But then also, I can see sort of a publication done on this, mm-hmm. where it's, I mean, what you can do with some of these computer programs now. I'm not that literate with the computer, but I have friends who can put together publications and make it easy for people to see, have it well illustrated, mm-hmm. and the cost wouldn't be that much. And then that would be something at the end we could say to people, and they'd say, because we have a lot of things here, people can't remember all of these categories, even with them down to six or eight. Four, I guess, research says that we can hold in our head at one time. But what I think would be great would, there would be a place where they could go and remind themselves, oh yeah, they talked about this, this is what they said they're gonna do. And it would be a bit of information they could have. It could also be posted. It's a media thing. It could be handed out at like council meetings, just wherever, anywhere. And I think that that is a way to advertise without being like you're advertising.
Ed, can I comment? Because I have a hard time sitting here saying nothing.
Go ahead.
So a lot of the things that are being discussed are things that the city council has, people have already brought forward. Stuff that the city council has directed staff to do surveys, do studies, you know, come back with recommendations, things like that, or to just fix it. Whatever it is that the council directs. Speeding on Ocean View, been a topic forever.
Right.
There's now a traffic study's been ordered, you know, and an official traffic study to be able to get the hard data instead of just the perception. The city council has authorized, you know, this during this current budget year, authorized us to purchase 4 electronic speed signs. And they're going to be deployed this spring. We've just been waiting for the weather to get nicer for the installation. 2 of them are going to be permanent, in 2 permanent locations, solar, but the other 3, they move around all around the city. So we have 5 that we move around to different places, you know, and it's, they're complaint generated. So if you're, somebody in your neighborhood calls enough times, we will come put a sign there.
Yeah.
So see, you know, that's how it works. Our recommendations are already working on, you know,
So there's a lot of things that are happening, you know, the drug and alcohol. I know one of the things that was just presented to the council and they're discussing in a budget is adding a dedicated funding for a drug position. You know, these are discussion items. They're not hard fast. This is going to happen. But there's been a lot of things that are in progress. Mm-hmm. And as you know, sometimes things at the city don't move at the speed of light just because it takes a while to put some things together. So a lot of these things are being addressed, but when they're, like the camping, is an ongoing discussion. I did present the draft ordinance to the council, and they sent it back with some recommendations where we're going to meet internally to have another rewrite of it. And so, you know, I think hearing from the community and hearing from their own committees that this is something that needs to be addressed, even though they know that, just reassures they're moving in the right direction. And but also maybe you have recommendations on fixes. Also, not just let's fix this, here's a solution, here's an idea. I think those would be very beneficial, not just to identify a problem statement, because we're good at that. Boy, that's easy to do.
Yep.
You have to have a,
And so I don't know if you guys are, I mean, we don't have, it's not like a budget meeting. I don't think we can keep him here for 4 hours.
Don't worry.
Oh, we can? Okay. Yeah, he said he's retired. He has nowhere to be. You know, so if I think the committee is able to put together at least a couple ideas of resolutions or recommendations. So we can show, so I can, I'll do it, you know, it's all done, I'll throw a staff report based on your comments. This is what the committee said.
Yeah.
It's gonna take a full meeting to do that.
It is, and it's probably gonna take it's gonna take a couple.
Probably a couple.
But there has to be a starting point. I mean, let's, you know, give everybody something to talk about and think about so that when they come back together, there's ideas.
You made this list, right?
Yeah.
And these solutions,
and the solutions are from the comments.
So why don't
people's
we do,
solutions.
Why don't we do this?
Mm-hmm.
Between now and the next meeting, come up with some points. Next meeting, we narrow them down and do just what the chief said. Get something. We may have to set on it for one meeting and relook at it again to make sure it's actually the way we want it to be set. But I think that'd be a great beginning.
And if you guys want the next meeting, the only thing to be on the agenda is this, that's totally fine.
That's what we need.
That's what we need.
But we have little things you still have to approve minutes and stuff, but we can clear up the rest of it.
And we better have a quorum.
What is a quorum?
Six.
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 I was just counting tonight.
So there should be an added one because the recommendation for the new member will go to the city council, not this Monday meeting, but 2 weeks from Monday. And so that person, assuming they're available, should be able to be here. And hopefully Harper's able to attend and offer some input.
So Ed, what's our homework then?
Okay, my head's just, like Rick said. Think about, you know, the main points that we want to put down. And let's build on that to show the direction of our response to the survey and what it's generating. That makes sense?
Yeah, and maybe, and couch it in preparation at the same time for the town hall?
Yes.
Maybe it was you that did this?
Yeah.
One, you know, this.
Good.
Randy did an incredible job.
Yeah.
There's a lot of solutions in here, and I guess what I would be super happy is if you guys expanded on those solutions.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I thought we would build on your outline here.
Yeah.
And everybody come and listen.
Get rid of the things that are not.
And don't be afraid, nobody will like my solution. It might be the solution we're looking for.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, obviously, when I'm looking at yours and mine, they're very similar.
They're very similar, yeah.
Unless somebody sees, you know, a whole different topic, you know, I'm not in the necessary order, but, you know, homelessness, traffic, overall safety, and police relations and mental health. You know, if everybody wants to list what they're seeing, you know, under those, and then under each one of those, what you would see as a potential recommendation solution, and then bring it to the next meeting, and then we can, you know, make a comprehensive list and decide, you know, yay or nay on some of them, and maybe it takes two meetings. We'll see how it goes. And at least it will be a start.
Mm-hmm. You're dealing with June, July, and then we have the possibility of a community event in October or so, and that's pretty close of putting the information together to be able to get out to the public. So timeline, I think that works out well.
And if somehow, you know, I don't know if we can do that, but if we can get an idea of what Stu had put together through that.
Patty will email that out, and so you'll be able to see it and just use your mouse to scroll up because it's really small font. But it lists the problem, some of, and then his recommendation.
And I think your format is good. Okay,
any other comments? So we're in agreement for the next meeting?
I have a question for the mayor. As a representative of the council, what do you want to see the committee put together to you?
Well, I think the committee has done a lot of work on this community engagement here. And I think that's important to the council to see this community engagement, to see that people, what their concerns are and you know, possibly some solutions as well. And obviously a report on what you feel are the most serious things in this that the community is thinking about is important. And then obviously, like Ed said a minute ago, there's a lot of solutions in here and giving those to the council too, because you know, we're working on the camping ordinance and we were ready to pass it the other night until somebody brought up a couple of flaws in it. And it was good that person said what the flaws were so we could kick it back and have staff and Jason look at it and come back with recommendations, because we felt that particular issue was really important and we needed to put that off the table. So I think that that's basically what we try to do is we try to look at what is the problem, what are suggested solutions, and what can we really do in the real world. On this homeless situation, we're kind of in a box. You know, we have federal court decisions and we have state law, and there's a lot of stuff we can't do. And I get complaints all the time, and I'm sure Sandy did too, from people saying that, you know, there's somebody camping in down the street from me, there's somebody doing this and this, and unfortunately, a lot of this we have to allow, you know, because we don't have a shelter here. And even if we had a shelter here, it wouldn't be big enough to house everybody that's here. And I'm sure you all know there's a lot of, I don't know, transients. You know, they drift into town and they stay for a week or two and then they're gone. They're really not people from our community. And how do you take care of that group? I mean, it's totally different than how do you take care of the, I suppose if you want to call them permanent residents, because I know a lot of them have been residents here for many years. And so it's hard, you can't, there's not one thing that can solve all problems, unfortunately. And that's the problem that the council has, is when we try to make an ordinance, to make it as best that we can, and especially within those legal parameters that we have, the, you know, that limit us to do certain things. And sometimes it's frustrating, it really is. And I mean, I could go on and on about the people that call me all day long, but you know, it's just hard for me to say to them, there's really nothing we can do about your problem. It's a social problem, yes, it needs to be worked on, but legally we can't write a law to prevent them from doing what they want to do, because they are humans, they're not stray dogs, you know what I mean? Does that help at all?
He is so correct about there's transients, then there's transients. In the 90s, we were tracking, they would go all the way up I-5 and then come down 101. I mean, down to Mexico. They would come back up I-5, okay? When I heard that, I'm going, right. Well, my son-in-law was a detective sergeant for City of Santa Cruz, California. And I was down there visiting, and I went by and I says, gee, I just saw that guy three days ago at Walmart corner begging for food and stuff. A week later, he calls me and he says, who can I contact at the sheriff's office? We want that guy for murder. Okay. He murdered another transient. So it just shows you the whole pattern of it. And so like the mayor says, man, you got one group and then you got this other group. But everybody in the public thinks they're just one group. So how can you divide them up and address them?
You have to have different solutions for each
yep.
group, I guess you might say. And that's just like anything else in the public. You know, we get a lot of complaints about Ocean View. We've been working very hard. Ocean View is a very hard nut to crack, mainly because it's an old road and, you know, it drops off and it's hard to expand the road there. But having one solution for anything in town just doesn't work.
When we invite the sheriff's office, how is that interaction dealt with the city? I know you guys work together all the time, but are we going to have them, in what capacity are we thinking of having the sheriff's department?
We don't have to. It was just, he was here last time.
No, I think it's a great idea.
Because we both face the same successes and failures.
Yeah.
And so, you know, being able to hear from two different agencies, because we approach things a little different sometimes, being a municipality or a sheriff. And we both brought our own interpreters that were able to, because it was, evidently it's hard for an interpreter to keep up with two cops up there just rambling.
Right.
And so that really helped out a lot.
Yeah.
And so we just pretty much feed off of each other. We split up the agenda, so I didn't have to talk the whole time, and he could talk the whole time. We took turns answering questions.
No, I think it's a great idea, and would want to expand it if possible.
But ultimately what happens is we do all the work, and he gets half the credit.
Well, I kind of figured that, which is why I wanted them to do more. and the other thing is, it helps to answer people's questions about where the city limits is, especially in South Beach area, where you think you're in the city of Newport and you're not. And so the more information and the more that can be talked about, and that, and how we are welded together very much.
And my overall goal is you guys will ultimately help create the agenda for what it is we're gonna talk about. I mean, I'll have things that I know I wanna talk about that may even be outside the questionnaire and just some general rumors, you know, the things that happen and misunderstandings. But, you know, how do we address those things? That's where I really want, you know, you guys to come up with the agenda, give me the talking points, and I'll come up with the answers to those things.
Well, that's from devil's advocate.
I think it's a for what we're trying to accomplish is a win-win with the sheriff and the chief both.
Right.
Where they're talking, because they're dealing with the same people.
Exactly, yeah.
So it helps, they can see the different views. Okay, anything else?
I just wanna be clear on what our homework is for the next meeting. So, I mean, one idea would be to take both of the, your document and mine, and kind of for each one of us, I think this is what we're talking about, I'm not sure. Go through the solutions on mine, there are solutions that community members proposed in their comments. And you have those in addition, some possible recommendations that we could make, kind of based on. So those recommendations are not just community recommendations. It seems like we could combine, each one of us go home and try to combine recommendations. See, this is where I'm getting stuck. What are we gonna come back with at the next meeting?
I think that everybody, you know, has different perceptions, different ideas.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want somebody to take mine and just, you know.
Right.
But so I think, at least in my mind, and which I get confused thinking all the time, so, is that my understanding is that we each take one of these topics, put down, you know, the things that each of us feel are the issues, and then what each of us thinks would be, you know, a recommendation or a possible solution. So, and then we'd all bring them all together, right? And there's probably gonna be, you know, overlap.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe it won't take as long as, you know, it seems like it would.
Overlap's great though, because then it's kind of like a consensus.
Yeah.
This is really important if we individually have the same opinion.
Steve's out to us.
And then also.
I tried to copy off, and it was so printed out so small. So somehow can you expand it so we see the whole thing?
You have to do that on your own computer.
I will send the Word document as he sent it.
And then Patty, you could also share with the whole group Rick and Mindy's emails. That way everybody has everything. You'd have all three of the documents that were created so far.
Because I think a starting point for ideas and stuff, your numbers.
Yeah.
There's some things that really pop out, and I think we should look at those, gather up stuff, look at the rest, and when we come back, we have some way of starting.
I'm expecting a lot of overlap on that.
Yeah. Okay. All in agreement. Okay. Yeah. Anything else? You're being quiet, Sam. Okay, moving on to that whole one. He says it's summer. I thought I'd never hear that word again.
Yeah.
Okay. Chief, monthly statistics.
Well, those were just emailed to you 3 months worth because we were unable to meet last month. But you'll just pretty much see that there's a steady rise. The numbers just kind of increase. And as we go into the summer months, through the springs, they're just going to keep going up. And that's just unfortunately historically.
Still, if I'm reading these right, they're going down right now for the spring, right?
Well, so it goes hit and miss.
At least total call.
Yeah. protocol, and then also you have to keep in mind, we have fewer officers. And so when you compare it, you know, to the previous year.
Did I read correct, we did hire a new female police officer?
That's in my next, don't jump the gun, Ed.
Okay. Says director's report, chief's report.
So a hiring update, we hired Laura Kenny, she was sworn in at the last city council meeting, the first in-person swearing, I think in 2 years, so that was actually super exciting. And the council had a very robust agenda, so the place was packed, so that was neat to see. So Laura, she is starting with her field training, unfortunately not going to the academy until September. Just the academy is very backed up, they have a, all throughout the state, there's so many openings and so many hirings, they just can't kind of keep up right now, so. Two more job offers were given, I think since Laura was hired, a local hospitality worker, another female potential candidate that is from the Lincoln City area. And then also a local mill worker who has military experience and a previous officer in another state. They're both going through the background and the whole psychological and medical screening test, so. Optimistic on them, they both look very good in the interviews and have made it through background, so that's exciting. It's unfortunate now we have more people not making it through the background or the psych, and so, but we can't ignore those. One, they're a state law, and two, we obviously are not gonna pick somebody that doesn't pass those tests. That's bad for business. But we still have openings, unfortunately, we still have lots of openings. The budget was submitted, and so the budget committee actually met last night. If you guys really want a riveting time, log into the city's website, listen to their discussion, go page by page for 4 hours.
As I get home.
Yeah, it is great. Get some popcorn, get your favorite beverage. This is the city's budget. I don't think I'm talking out of turn, is looking better this year than it has for quite a while, at least for purchasing things. I know that there's been a recommendation that the police department has added a position back from one of the ones that was cut pre-COVID, which would then take us back to our full strength that we had back in the day. Back in the day would be pre-COVID. And so there's also discussion, you know, what do we do when we have these positions? The council goal is a school resource officer. There's been now discussion of a dedicated drug officer to help with the opioid pandemic that is happening right now. Judge Bockhart came to an incredible presentation at the last council meeting just about how serious it is and the fact that the decriminalization of certain drugs has led to more overdoses. So, you know, just because it's been decriminalized, there still is a criminal element to drugs, but again, it comes down to resources to be able to do those things. So we did put in for a couple new vehicles, and we put in for two electric vehicles, so we're going to kind of be trendsetters within the city. You will not see them on the road. These are admin cars. They just, an electric car has not passed any test anywhere in the nation yet to be a successful police car. So there's too many limits right now. The city manager did approve. We put in a significant raise in our training budget just to try to be able to meet some of the state mandates that have come out. And also not just to say we did the training, but we want quality training. You know, the diversity, equity, inclusion training is required and is needed. But there's such limited good ones that we're struggling finding those that we can get all of our staff through that isn't just, you know, an hour of they watch this video. Yeah. And now you're trained.
Check the box.
And so, you know, we don't want to just check the box. That doesn't help our community. That doesn't help our officers. We need that training. And it's expensive. It's expensive. It's a big time commitment. You know, willing things we're willing to do, we just have to have somebody write the check. Nobody particular. Also with bias training, again, it's the same thing. We just don't want to check the box. We want to put, you know, these are all things that our officers get when they go to the academy, you know, but for some officers, that was a long time ago. And, you know, they may have only received 2 hours of training and now it's an 8-hour class, but they still get the same credit. So we want to do more with what we have, whether that means partnering with local groups, partnering with a state group, partnering with somebody. These are things that our local law enforcement community, we have a really good relationship. And so we're work together on, let's try to bring somebody in where we can get all of our staff through this, not just so that we benefit and we can see the benefits. So we're hoping to be, we're hoping to see something good with there. Then we're hoping to see that some of those relationships numbers would then go down or up in a good way. So.
See, these are solutions you're already doing, and that would be something good for people to know.
There are solutions that we're trying.
Already working on.
Yeah, there's, and there's a lot of things we recognize. I mean, there's a ton of things we recognize. So we're an accredited agency, and we're going through our accreditation process right now for reaccreditation for the fifth time. You know, they're 3 year, or the fifth, I lost track. They're 3 year cycles, but they change every time. It's not just keep checking the box. It's they come out and they go, now prove, the law says this, now prove that you're meeting the standard. You just can't say you have a policy and everything's good. We have to show this is what we did to prove this is the correct thing. So far we're doing good. We haven't run into anywhere we went, whoops, we forgot that one. So we're doing good, but we want to do better.
Well, that's what you're talking about is exactly what I was thinking and what you were saying. It needs to be told to the public when we make like the town hall, that we have something for people to take with them in their little hands, which is telling about what it is that we have been doing, as a, what you're saying, what's worked, we're aware, this is what we're aware of, and this is what we're doing. I mean, as far as like you were saying, Ed, about educating people, be a really handy-dandy, you know.
But there's a fine line also between educating people and keeping them informed and making it look like we're tooting our own horn.
Well,
and,
right.
You know, it really is a fine line. And
oh, yeah.
We like to brag about when we do super cool things because it's cool and the people need to know about it. But also, we're doing it for the right reasons, not just because the law says we have to.
Oh, no, right.
But we could do that for you.
Yeah, we can do
one of the functions of this committee.
Yes, right. That's as we as a committee have decided that this is what needs to be told.
The final thing I have is you guys had asked about a brochure here at some point. Kit, our special projects, I had asked her, I said, hey, can you throw together a brochure? And she said, sure, what do you want to say? And I said, oh, I don't care, surprise me. And so she just kind of went through, you know, ultimately, well, there might be a little bit of formatting issues. But she went through, came up with her own colors, stuff like that, and then went through the resolution of what it says this committee's goal is, what it's going to do, identifies who's what. I thought this was a great start.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
You know, but then whether you guys want this emailed to you so you could comment on it or just want to take it with you and have this for a future meeting for comments. I know I think Stu kind of championed a little bit of discussion on a mission statement specifically for the committee. And I haven't really seen any other committees that have a specific mission statement besides what the resolution says you're going to go do. But I don't know if there's a law that says we can't. Not sure. I will have to check on. I'll have to check with Peggy.
I think the resolution is the mission statement.
Right.
Yeah.
9 pages of the
so
mission
too.
Statement.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. So maybe you have something else you'd like to, you know, put in there instead of a mission statement. You know, goals, cool pictures.
Yeah.
Cool. People like pictures. Pictures of Sam.
Please, not a picture of Ed.
No, we probably just Sam.
I've seen that picture. Was it on a wanted?
So anyway, review this. Go ahead and digest this the best you can. If you have comments and things like that, you know, hopefully we can get this out, you know, at the latest when we have a community event or something you can hand to people that they can leave with.
Are we going to be able to have it in Spanish?
Of course. Yep. Everything we produce, we do in two languages. All the drafts and everything are in English, and then we'll have it interpreted.
Okay.
That is my report, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Seeing no public here, so we don't have any public comment, committee comments.
I have one. So I went on a police ride-along with Sergeant Kittle.
Officer.
Officer. I get confused with the names. It was so much fun and so informative for me. And I hope, if you haven't been on a ride-along, it'd be cool to go on one. And he and I agreed everybody in the community should go on a ride-along because, I mean, I learned
a different view.
It's a different view. And interestingly, he and I agreed perception is the biggest issue with relationships, community police relationships, misperception. And I gave him an assignment. We both had an assignment, which was figure out how to fix that. Education is one, for sure, but there's got to be other ways to try to work on that perception thing. I asked him about militarism and so on, because I have an extreme bias against militaristic things. And so I asked him, why do you think it's important, or it's a good characteristic to have in a police officer? Because in my mind, I can't see any military characteristics being useful to a police officer. That's just me. I see you shaking your head, and it's anyway. The point is, he explained to me that one of the things is people in the military develop a confidence and an assurance and a presence when they go into a dangerous situation where there's a lot of conflict. They have that ability. That's one of the qualities of somebody that's been in the military to do, and that lends itself really well to being a police officer. So that gave me a lot of stuff to think about. But it's been interesting to me, and a question: why would someone like Chief or someone else make a comment, well, this person has 7 years in the military? For me, it's so what? You know? Mm-hmm. Well, really, that's just the way I am.
But, and see, for us, it's the discipline.
Yeah.
The ability to follow rules, take orders. I mean, it's very important in our business that they can't go rogue and be like, hey, this policy is a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, and so that is very important to us. And the presence is big. And you know, you have Dustin, who was a Marine.
Yeah.
You know, but you'll get a different perspective if you go talk to a 3-year officer that never had anything to do with the military, family was never in the military, but you're gonna get a similar answer.
Yeah.
I would encourage everybody to go on a ride-along because you get to hear a lot from me, but hearing an officer's perspective, and be prepared, a lot of times it's unfiltered. They're encouraged to speak their mind, respectfully. But they have a lot of great solutions too. But they beat their head against the wall because there's a hindrance to move forward with their plan or their idea. And usually that hindrance is a law.
So we agree that there's a misperception on the police part of officers about community members, you know, sort of a bias that they bring. You know, the misperceptions go both ways. So we had a lot of fun, and he definitely is, he's really engaged. Maybe it's just because I was there, but we drove around and he was hi to, you know, people he knew, and it was a great experience. So
well, you know, I can't. I can't give it to you because we can't let all of our secrets out. But the questions we ask in the telephone pre-screening, the in-person interview, and then the executive interview with me, more than half of them are community-based questions.
Uh-huh.
You know, and one of them, and this is not a secret, that I ask is law enforcement has a bad image.
Uh-huh.
Frequently, law enforcement, something happens back east or happens in Portland, we get blamed for acting that same way. What are you going to do to help change the image and the perception for Newport citizens? And boy, the comments are interesting.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I'm like, oh, that's great. You know?
Yeah.
So do it right along. It's informative. I mean, you get to look at things in a whole new light.
Yes. I encouraged a friend of mine several years ago. How come the cops don't see this? How come they don't? I said, you need to go on the ride-along. He said, oh, yeah, right. And I just kept hounding him. So finally he says, to shut you up, I'm going on a ride-along. Well, the next day he says, I got to have coffee. And he was sitting there and just shaking. He says, my God, that officer must have eyes all around his head. We're driving, all of a sudden he says, whoa, did you see that? He's over here. And he says, Now, I understand.
Sam, you don't want to run along, you might change your career path.
You see everything.
I was just going to follow up on that. When I was on the council and then as mayor, I always tried to go at least once a year on the ride along. And I would try to go at, say, the different shifts, so you see different things happening in the city. But my most thrilling one was when they made an arrest and they locked me in the, and the things moving up, you know, like this, and it was like one of those apartment complexes where you have so much trouble with domestic violence, and it was one that was really pretty nasty. And boy, if I was taken care of, I was told to stay there and not do anything. And they took off and did the arrest. I was sitting there like, I was never so glad to see him come back in my life. But yes, do go. It's worth your time.
Okay, any other comments?
I just wanted to comment a little bit about, when we were doing the surveys, I went to one of the Hispanic, you know, the COVID vaccines that they were doing. So I was trying to give out the surveys. And many of the people, as soon as I said, this is a survey for the police committee, they were like, no, no way, no way. They are so afraid. Yeah. So, I don't know, it's just a comment, but I think we should, yeah, we should try to do something just to answer questions, to let them know what is the police doing and what are the, like, the policies. So just give some information out so they know. It is important.
We had a large discussion at the last one on immigration and our role. And the entire room was shocked when we're like, this is what the law says. We are not involved in immigration at all.
Yeah.
And half the room thought we were lying, that this was a setup.
Yeah.
And it took us a long time to convince them, no, really, this is what our role is.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think people left going, yeah, I don't believe you.
Yeah, yeah. So. No, and I think I was at that meeting too, and I think most of the people that was here, the majority was because they either have a relationship with the schools or with other organizations that are like at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And very few people that were just from other, because they are so afraid.
We want the line workers and the community mm-hmm. members that are scared when they see us,
mm-hmm.
you know, to know it's.
Yeah. So I have to explain them, okay, this is not, they don't want your information, they will not be asking where you live or any of that. So after I kind of give them a little bit, there were a few that did fill it out, but it was minimal, very, very little.
Any other comments?
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Look forward to seeing you next month, and we're out of here at 7:23.
Month after next, is it? Month after? Next month or the?
It's May. Fourth week of May.
Oh, okay. I remember we said
we're going to start.
Okay. Yeah,
every
we
keep going.
Every
month. Why
don't
we wait for that? Yeah. No, I put out the thing that says, hey, we're supposed to meet quarterly, and then there was enough comments.
Everybody
and
said,
the group agreed.
No,
let's get through this.
Okay,
cool.
We want to see each other.
My only social is.
We'll use it.
I like the number.
There's just some
so
that way,
like
applications.
Oh, that you got.
Yes,
thank you.
Oh, I'll try and come on a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Try,
yeah. And it still starts at 10? 10:30.
It's been more like 10:30 a
while. Good, because I'm sleeping in more.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Yeah.
So good to see you.
Sandy, I'm so glad to see you out in Valley.
I'm all for it.
Thank you. Not a good way to lose a lot of weight.
No, but gosh darn it, it's effective.
Yeah.
Go with it.
Yeah, still breathing and still walking.
Yeah.
The cities that did it, their problems went this way.
Yeah.
Okay, now, how can we do that with the transit? Okay, here is the campus.
Let me thank you for your comments. Thanks for going on, right, I'm glad you know Dustin.
Yeah.
Dustin's like our.
Yeah.
You know, and if you went on another time, you'd have a younger officer, you're gonna go, wow, these two are.
They know that if.
Yeah.
Well, it's still a problem.
Yeah.
We dedicated three parking spots at Nathan Herbert.
You know, like Todd Sarazen and Dave Teen.
The businesses across the street.
Old school.
Old school.
Trash, they harass the customers.
Family connections, all kinds of stuff.
No.
It was perfect.
And this new ordinance is gonna say, you can't cap in a residential area, you can't cap on 101 Highway 20, you can't cap on the Bayfront or maybe. Well, there's a lot of other areas in town where you can't, but wherever they are, those people that live or work in those areas are not gonna be happy.
Especially the business people.